Hey, it's Outside the Box. Ain't that the truth? Today's topic is misused words. Probably every one of us uses a few words incorrectly every day. Like we'll say, irregardless of the facts. Or confuse who with whom. Or mix up affect with an A with effect with an E. But there are other words or phrases that we don't think are misused, but, in my mind, are quite wrong. Let me give you some examples. When someone refers to a person as, quote, confined to a wheelchair, end quote, or wheelchair-bound, they're misunderstanding what a wheelchair is and does. All those using a wheelchair will tell you that a wheelchair doesn't confine them. It liberates them to travel to places where their legs won't take them. We can talk about someone who uses a wheelchair, not someone confined to one. Is the U.S. a democracy? Not according to the founders of this country. They referred to the U.S. as a republic. The Pledge of Allegiance agrees. It's a republic. Sometimes a democracy can be defined to include laws made by representatives of the public, but usually democracy is thought of as direct and participatory, such as in town meetings. It's making decisions and making one's voice heard. A republic clearly assumes that representatives of, quote-unquote, the people make the decisions. I recently heard several people talking about oil production. Humans don't produce oil. Nature does. What's happening is oil extraction, not production. Or we talk about Maine lobsters. No lobster resides in Maine, except those who have been caught and transported to dry land. Even then, they're captives, not free to leave. Lots of talk about welfare reform, but reform implies making something better, at least for recipients, and the so-called reforms are making things worse. How about welfare revision or welfare modification? Similarly, the term climate change does not exhibit the emergency nature of a climate in danger of collapse. I use climate disruption, as does the public radio program Living on Earth. Or try climate catastrophe, climate emergency, or climate crisis. I often hear of people dying after a, quote, battle with cancer, end quote. But I know many people do not battle cancer. They come to terms with it, or learn to accept it, or embrace it, or resist it, but they don't battle it. Too big to fail? Nothing is so big that it can't fail, including our government. It may not declare bankruptcy, but there's failure all the time. Fair and balanced? No media organization is fair or balanced, certainly not Fox News or any other news program or network. I cringe when someone says, we all know such and such, since not all of us know or believe what the speaker thinks all of us know. The same is true for so many people, myself included, who'll tell someone else, that's right, when what I think is so-called right is an opinion, not a fact. I can say I agree with them, but not declare something factual that isn't. There are words many use as a generic term, but aren't, such as the word men to mean all people. All men are people, but not all people are men. Some are women, or neither. Similarly, some use the term bank to mean all financial institutions, but not all financial institutions are banks. There are credit unions, loan funds, and other financing businesses. And we talk about those living in this country as Americans, but not all those living on the American continent and who can be called Americans live in the U.S. Some live in Canada, Mexico, or other places farther south. Let's finish off this sampling with war. There's the war on poverty, war on drugs, war on crime, and plenty of other wars that don't include soldiers and fighting. Is there a more appropriate term? Can we talk about the movement to end poverty, the campaign to prevent illegal drug use, or the national effort to end crime? What misused words can you think of? Send them to me at this radio station, and I may use them for another feature. I'm Larry Danziger, choosing my words with care.